Rawhide faithful, you can breathe a sigh of relief. Last night, the Rawhide returned to the postseason for the first time since 2019, thanks to a 7-0 victory against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. And now tonight, the Rawhide will have two more games before they get their championship run underway on Tuesday night at Valley Strong Ballpark. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball by Sally at Rawhide.com. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this final regular season Saturday of the season. And we go through yesterday's ballgame. Visalia was the first team to get on the board. Christopher Torin for the second straight ballgame, a leadoff walk. And then two batters later, Dimitri Crisantes would get on base via the single. Runners on the corners for Visalia. A double steal attempt. Crisantes would be safe at second base. As a result, Christopher Torin would come home to score on the stolen base, and just like that, Visalia would have their first lead of the night, and the Rawhide, they would never give up the lead for the rest of the ballgame. Visalia would score two more runs in the top half of inning number four, including a two-run home run from Ruben Santana that barely cleared the yellow line by less than a foot in dead center field. And then a little bit later on, the Rawhide would tack on two more runs in the top half of the seventh inning, thanks to a two-run home run from Angel Ortiz. And then in inning number nine, it would be the closing guy. It would be Luke Craig who would check into the ballgame. He's now closed out a CAA title game, a CAA semifinal game, and he's also clinched a spot in the 2024 California League postseason for the Visalia Rawhide. So Visalia, two more games left to go in the season as we get ready for tonight. A little bit of a different looking lineup tonight. Manager D. Garner electing to use the bench and some of the new guys as well to get them their final reps here in this final weekend of the season. But we'll talk about that a little bit later on. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard and the California League standings with all four spots officially clinched here on the final two games of the regular season. Game five of the six-game series is on the way. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring, and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We get ready for game five of the six-game series between the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and the Visalia Rawhide. We get ready to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, which will get you a look at the California League standings. All four spots have officially been locked up. Lake Elsinore, the first half winners, 38-26 here in the second half. They still have a one-game lead over Visalia, so the Rawhide still technically have a chance to clinch the Southern Division title in the second half, but they would need two wins, and they would need Lake Elsinore to lose out On top of that, Lake Elster currently has a season series over the Rawhide. So Visalia, two wins needed, and Lake Elster needs to lose the final two games of the series. Meanwhile, in second, Visalia 37-27. Win number 37 was good enough to clinch the postseason spot. Rancho Fishel eliminated from playoff contention. They're 34-30 in the second half. And Inland Empire, two games up above 500. They are 33-31. So no matter what happens in the final two games of the regular season, the California League South will be above 500, all four teams in the second half. Meanwhile, up in the north, San Jose, 36-28. They are the second half winners. Meanwhile, Modesto, they are the first half winners. They are one of the best teams in minor league baseball. They were the first team to receive 40 wins in half number one. In third place, the Fresno Grizzlies, 28-36. The Rawhide knocked out the Grizzlies out of playoff contention when they were at Valley Strong Ballpark last week. And then the Stockton Ports, the final team to pick up 20 wins in the second half. They are 20-44. Next up, we move around the California League. We're out at John Thurman Field. A game is already underway. The Ports currently lead over the Nuts, score 2-1. Meanwhile, out at San Manuel Stadium, they'll get started 5 minutes after us at 6:35 p.m. Lastly, at 6:50 tonight, it'll be Hubert Mejias on the mound for San Jose. He is 4-6 with a 4.63 ERA. Meanwhile, it'll be Stu Flesland, the third, on the mound for the Fresno Grizzlies. A 6:50 start time from Chancy Park, the final start time of the league here tonight. Looking around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, both Hillsboro and Reno currently warming up at the moment. Meanwhile, the Texas Panhandle, the Midland Rockhounds, currently have a 2-0 lead over the Sod Poodles in the top half of inning number 7. Hillsboro will be at Tri-City tonight, and then it will be Reno and El Paso. All three teams outside of Visalia all suffered a loss around the Arizona Diamondbacks earlier today. And lastly, at the Major League level earlier today, it was the D-backs playing over at Minute Maid Park against the Houston Astros. Out at Minute Maid Park, it was the Astros who had the early advantage in that ball game. That game officially has gone final. Final score 11-5 for the Strokes. Starting pitchers for tonight's ball game. It'll be the right-hander on the mound for Visalia, Daniel Nunez. He is 3-1 with a 2.70 ERA. Meanwhile, for the Quakes, it'll be the southpaw Luke Fox, no decision, with a 2.48 ERA here in 2024. We are ready to step aside, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and first pitch here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at VisaliaRawhide, the Ride on Facebook. Final two games of the regular season are on the way. We'll get ready to go here on this final night game of the season. Visalia Rancho coming up next. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. night of baseball for the final night game of the regular season. Coming up next, it's game 5 of the 6-game series between the Visalia Ride and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Ride Baseball at VisaliaRide.com. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Saturday night and ready to get you going with some more Rawhide baseball as we hit the middle part of the weekend. Tonight's starting lineup is brought to you by Anthem. Leading things off will be Jefferson Pena. The Rawhide center fielder will be Yasiel Soler, making his single-A debut, batting at the 2 spot. Then it'll be Ben McLaughlin, batting the highest he's batted all season in the order at the 3 spot. It'll be Alberto Barriga, the Rawhide catcher, batting 4. It'll be Modifi Marte, making his debut in left field tonight, batting 5. Adrian DeLeon will be the Rawhide DH. It'll be Angel Ortiz in right field. Anderson Rojas will play shortstop. And then lastly, Demetrio Crisantes will bat out of the number 9 spot. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes is the southpaw Luke Fox. No decisions so far this year with a 2.48 ERA. We'll go through a couple more of the numbers for Fox here as this broadcast continues to roll on. Visalia, the final team in the postseason after last night's win. Well, they can relax, take a deep breath, and get ready for Tuesday night's playoff game at Valley Strong Ballpark. But before we get there, we play two more games here at Lone Mart Field. A 6:30 first pitch tonight and a 2 p.m. first pitch for the season finale tomorrow. First pitch on the way, and that one is fouled off to the right side, and the count is now 0-1. First pitch of the game officially goes down at 6:34 p.m. on a 99-degree night here in Rancho Cucamonga. 0-1 pitch on the way from Luke Fox, working out of a windup. Now get ready for the deal home. Here's his pitch, and that one is outside for ball 1-1. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. Fox will get ready for the deal home. Working from the windup, here's the pitch to Pena. And that one, he swings on and fouls that one backwards, count at 1-2. 99 degrees at first pitch. Expected to get into the high 80s by the time this ball of the game comes to conclusion. 105 today, 104 the high for tomorrow, before Rancho will slowly start to cool down to 97 on Tuesday, and then a high of 86 next week here in Rancho. That pitch outside for ball 2-2. While out in Visalia, the temperature will drop a little bit as the week continues to roll on. 104 was a high today back home. It's expected to be a high of 100 for the Tuesday night playoff game. Two balls, two strikes, and no outs. Here comes the deal to Pena. He gets underneath that one, drives it into center field. Back at the wall goes a center fielder, and he'll have just enough room to make the grab. It is Samuel Munoz who's there for out number one. Jefferson Pena gave it a drive, but not enough to get out of the yard as we go through the numbers for Luke Fox here in 2024. Luke Fox, no decisions, a 2.48 ERA, making his 12th start of the season. 29 innings of work with 35 strikeouts and 19 walks. So now it brings up Yasiel Soler to the plate, making his single-A debut. He was called up earlier this week for Visalia. First pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. He was originally signed by the Diamondbacks in 2023, January 15th, at the beginning of the international signing period. 1-0 pitch on the way here to Soler. That's a nice breaking ball from Fox. It's in there for a strike, 1-1. Soler was signed earlier this week. In fact, it was yesterday that Soler was added to the Rawhide from the ACL D-backs. 1-1 pitch on the way, and Soler watch out and miss outside for ball 2-2-1. You talk about his numbers in rookie ball this season. He was batting .303. Through 218 at-bats, that was 53 games for the 18-year-old third baseman. Two balls and a strike with one down. A swing and a miss here for Soler, and the count now 2-2. 5'11", 185, the 18-year-old out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Two balls, two strikes with one away. A stare down here on Soler. The deal home, and that one is swung on and missed. He'll be tagged on the right tricep, and he'll be struck out for the second out of the inning. And now brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. We talk about Luke Fox's year, first year in the L.A. Dodgers organization, a former Duke Blue Devil who was drafted in the 17th round of the 2023 MLB draft. Did not pitch after his collegiate season. He'll make his debut in the Complex League before eventually arriving here to Rancho on June 23rd. 0-1 with 2-A. Coming pitch on the way here from Luke Fox. The deal home, and that one is in there for a strike, 1-2. Fox was originally signed to the ACL Dodgers on July 27th of last summer. However, would undergo an injury that would prevent him from pitching last fall, late summer. 0-2 pitch on the way to McLaughlin. It's a swing and a miss. So he'll be sat down on just three pitches. Luke Fox, two punch-outs in the ballgame, and it sends us to the bottom half of inning number one, where we'll see Daniel Nunez on the mound for the first time tonight. Visalia 0, Rancho 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
We're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Take it.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the bottom half of inning number one, where Daniel Nunez will step on the mound for the first time tonight. And he'll face off against Kendall George, who is making his first appearance since his injury at Valley Strong Ballpark a little less than a month ago. Last time George was in the Rancho lineup was on August 16th. In a ballgame where he went 0-3. So good to see George back in the lineup. And the first pitch on the way from Daniel Nunez, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Kendall George was the top 40 pick last year for the LA Dodgers, their first round draft pick out of Atascocita High School out in Humble, Texas. A pitch on the way, and that one is low for ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, no outs. A pitch on the way from Nunez, and that one's in there for a strike, 2-1. And I've said this throughout the season. I'll say it again. You look at some of the top outfielders in the California League, I have said all season long that it's Drew Jones and Kendall George at the top, and then there's a large gap between the rest of the outfielders in the California League. Drew Jones and Kendall George are just that fast, both around the base paths and out there in center field. Three balls and a strike with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Daniel Nunez, and that one's hit to the right side. He'll sneak on through. Kendall George has a base hit in his first game back. He's thinking two. Around first base, and he'll get there easily. And Kendall George makes his impact the second he returns to the lineup and he's now reached base safely in 41 straight games. George and Cresantes were going back and forth in the longest active on-base streak in the California League, not only in the Cal League, but in all of minor league baseball as well. And however, when George went down with the injury, it opened up the gap for Demetrio Cresantes to get in front, and Cresantes has taken full advantage of it, reaching base safely in 55 straight games. So now the first pitch of the at-bat on the way here to Zaire Hope. And we get a piece of that one and fouls it off to the left side, 0-1. Zaire Hope, another high school guy, drafted in the 2023 MLB draft. Zaire Hope originally drafted by the Chicago Cubs before he would be traded over to the LA Dodgers organization in a trade that featured Michael Busch and Yensiel Monte over to the Cubbies. First pitch to Hope was in there for a strike. Second one outside, ball one, 1-1. You look at this order so far. You look at this order tonight. Kendall George, the 13th ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization. Zaire Hope comes in at 11. That pitch is inside for a ball, and the count will now move to 2-1. Eduardo Quintero not in the lineup tonight. He was yesterday. He's ranked 9th in the Dodgers organization. He's the highest ranked player in the Dodgers organization that is on this Quakes team. 2-1 pitch will have to hold off as Daniel Nunez looks back over at second base. Kendall George was a major threat every single time he faced off against Visalia. And Daniel Nunez likely getting flashbacks to that as he glances over at second base. A 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one is inside for ball. The count's now 3-1. Zaire Hope trying to draw leadoff base runners here ahead in the count 3-1 for the dangerous Cameron Decker awaiting on deck. Nunez will stare down Hope, who bats 286 so far on the year. George continues to bounce around at second base. It's a swing and a miss, and the count now 3-2. Daniel Nunez, 6 foot 195, the 21-year-old right-hander out of Marina, Mexico. Two balls, two strikes, and no outs. A runner in scoring position in the form of Kendall George. Now Daniel Nunez will take quick time here as he wants a new ball. New ball handed off to Daniel Nunez as he'll be ready to resume play once again. Three balls, two strikes, but no outs. Nunez holds at the chest. So get ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. And that one is inside for ball four. So the first two batters of this ball game will get on base safely. And it now bring up Cameron Decker to the plate. That one's brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So you talk about Daniel Nunez so far this season, 3-1 with a 2.70 ERA. This is his 20th game of the season, his 11th start. So far this year, 71 strikeouts with just 11 walks through 66 and two-thirds innings of work. First pitch of the at-bat on the way here from Daniel Nunez, who holds at the chest. Here's his deal home. Thought about the swing. He holds back on it. Either way, it's in there for a strike, and the count is now 0-1. George at second, Zaire Hope at first. 0-1 with no outs. Cameron Decker, the team leader in home runs with 11 on the season. And now that pitch is outside for a ball. It's now 1-1. Rancho looking to get on the board for the first time in two games. It's been Visalia who's gone on the board in games 3 and 2. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one is lifted into left center field. Backing up is the center fielder, Jefferson Payne. He's going to look up, and that ball is gone. Cameron Decker, a three-run home run. It's his third home run of the series and his 12th home run of the season. And Rancho leads this ball game 3-0 here in the bottom half of the first inning. Offense firing on all cylinders after the 7-0 shutout in last night's ball game. ball that was just left upstairs in the wheelhouse to Decker, and he has continued to punish Visalia all week long. And with that, it will force the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, to make his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Remind you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So recapping the inning up to this point already, it was a leadoff single from Kendall George, who looked like he didn't miss a beat in his first at-bat. Then Zaire Hope draws a 3-2 walk. And then Cameron Decker, the three-run home run that lands out in the trees in left center field. So it brings up Jose Mesa now to the plate. Looking to continue adding on here to this ball game. Here comes the deal home from Nunez, and that one is inside for a ball 1-0. Yesterday's ball game, a 7-0 win for Visalia. You look at Wednesday night's ball game, I should say Thursday night's ball game, the Quakes 8-6 winners against Visalia. The 1-0 pitch is fouled backwards, count now 1-1. On Wednesday night, the Rawhide, a 5-1 win against the Quakes. And then lastly, on Tuesday night, it was a 2-0 shutout for Visalia, their fifth shutout loss of the year. One ball, one strike with no outs. Here comes the deal for Nunez. And that one is grounded to the left side. Charging in is Soler at third. It's crossed to first base, and it is not in time. Four straight base runners to get on base to begin the ball game for Daniel Nunez. Soler is first ground ball at the single level. And that's a very, very difficult play for any third baseman. He needs some speed underneath your legs to get to that play in time. He was unable to do so, so to now bring up Samuel Munoz to the plate. A guy who's batting .228 on the year with 5 home runs and 49 RBIs. Nunez will get ready for his 18th pitch of the ball game, still with no outs. And now that one high and outside for ball 1-0. Samuel Munoz to .308 on base percentage. Looking to become the fifth straight to get on base to begin this inning. And now that pitch is outside for a ball. It's 2-0.
Oh, I see him right there.
Rye needed just 2 wins in this series in order to clinch a spot in the postseason. They got those on both Friday and Wednesday. And it takes the pressure off of Daniel Nunez to pull off a win in today's ball game. Rawhide team who had their first 60-win season since the year 2019 when they won it all. And last season at the high A level. Pitch swung on and foul tipped, and the count now moved to 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike with no outs. The upcoming pitch on the way. Daniel Nunez will hold at the chest to get ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. And that one is in there for a strike. The count now 3-2. You talk about this upcoming playoff series for Visalia. They will host Game 1 on Tuesday night at 6:40 p.m. against the Lake Elsinore Storm before they will have the Wednesday's day off as a travel day before finishing up the series on Thursday and Friday. Hit and run set up and advance Jose Mason from first to third. And it is Samuel Munoz with a line drive through the right side of the field. So now 5 straight to get on base to begin the inning. And it brings up the catcher, Victor Rodriguez, to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. So to bring up Victor Rodriguez, the 6th batter of the inning, with still no outs and runners on the corners. Nunez will hold at the chest to get ready for the deal home. And now that pitch upstairs for ball 1-0. Victor Rodriguez batting .244 with a home run and 2 RBIs. It's a Rancho team with just 2 official catchers on the roster. It's Carlos Rojas and Victor Rodriguez. And in fact, we saw Carlos Rojas over at first base the other night. for game three of the series as Visalia put together a late ninth inning rally, but they scored three runs in the frame. Rodriguez now a swing and a miss, and the count now will be 2-1. We have Jose Mesa over at third base, Samuel Munoz at first. A 2-1 deal from Nunez. Allen's grounded over to third base. Soler will look at second originally before eventually electing to go to first base. And a run will come home to score. Ranchinelli leads the ball game 4-0. Ground out will advance Samuel Munoz into scoring position. It brings up Osvaldo Osorio to the plate on a year where he's batting 199 with two home runs and 30 RBIs. Osorio has mainly moved over to second base since the signing of shortstop Elijah Hainline, who was very impressive during his time at the collegiate ranks with the Oregon State Beavers. One ball, no strikes with one down. Here's the deal home. And Osorio, a swing and a miss. Count now 1-1. It's a really, really good middle infield with the Oregon State Beavers that featured Travis Bazzana, the first overall pick in the 2024 MLB draft to the Cleveland Guardians. Osorio will get a piece of that one. He'll foul it backwards into the glove of Barriga, but unable to hold on to it. The count now moved to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Bottom half of inning number one. Rancho leads this ball game 4-0. Now Daniel Nunez pitches downstairs for a ball. The count will now move to 2-2. Yesterday we talked about how good Casey Anderson has been since the All-Star break, but Daniel Nunez, in terms of strikeouts, he's looked very good in the second half as well with 32 punchouts. One player with more, Casey Anderson with 42, entering yesterday's ball games. Anderson ended up finishing yesterday's ball game with 6 punchouts. 3 balls, 2 strikes with 1 down. Nunez will stare down Osorio. A payoff pitch on the way, and that one is fouled backwards to the left side. Daniel Nunez getting ready for pitch number 34. So this will likely be the end of his ball game if he can't get the punch out right here. Payoff pitch on the way. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Strike 3 called. And Daniel Nunez will get out of the frame. We'll get the E taken out of the frame here on pitch number 34. Just as I say that, manager D. Gardner will make his way out to the mound. It will be the end of the ball game for Daniel Nunez. 2/3 of an inning of work before his ball game comes to a conclusion. Visalia trails Rancho 4-0 here in the bottom half of inning number one. And listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and sign-in vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Shortest outing of the professional career for Daniel Nunez in today's ball game as he's officially shelved after just two-thirds of an inning of work, 34 pitches, before he's able to strike out Osvaldo Osorio for the second out of the frame. Eric Dominguez will be the new arm in the ballgame for Visalia. Ground ball to the left side, foul, 1-1. Final stat line for Daniel Nunez in tonight's ballgame, two-thirds of an inning, four hits and four earned runs, one strikeout and a walk for Nunez. One ball, one strike with two away. Dominguez will stare down the batter, Guerrero, before the deal home. And that pitch is swung on and missed, and the count now 1-2. One ball, two strikes with two away. Got the runner at second in the form of Samuel Munoz. Cameron Decker, a three-run home run, has been the big dent so far here in the inning. 1-2 pitch on the way, and that one just a bit inside for ball two, 2-2. Tomorrow afternoon's ball game, a 2 p.m. first pitch with Eric Swan facing off against the righty Denny LaRondo. Two balls, two strikes, a two away. Upcoming pitch on the way from Dominguez, and that one is fouled back to the left side. Salia in yesterday's ball game, they used three pitchers, Casey Anderson, Edgar Isaya, and Luke Gregg. You look at the series, the most pitchers that the Rawhide have had to use in a ball game was five. That was in their 8-6 walk-off loss on a Thursday night. That pitch misses outside for ball three, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, a two-way. Pause and hold at the belt for Dominguez. Payoff pitch, and that one is swung on and missed. Strike three. Alberto Barriga won't need to apply the tag as Guerrero will make his way back to the dugout. So a four-run frame for Rancho here in the bottom half of inning number one. They lead over Visalia 4-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
He's to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida. Watch.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number two. The Rawhide find themselves down early in this ballgame, 4-0. due to a three-run home run from Cameron Decker. This is a 5-3 ground out from Victor Rodriguez. Luke Fox remains on the mound, and his first pitch on the way. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. That'll be Alberto Barriga, Modifi Marte, Adrian DeLeon, 4-5-6 to appear in the inning. And pitch to Barriga is outside, ball 1-1-1. Barriga in his few games with Visalia batting 182, with no home runs and no RBIs. 1-1 pitch on the way. Barriga swings and fouls that one backwards. And Rodriguez a little bit shaken up after the foul tip, so the count will now move to 1-2. Umpire Blake Bison will make his way out to the mound to hand the ball off to Luke Fox. Rodriguez still visibly shaken up here as he makes his way back behind home plate. Riga behind in the count, 1-2. Riga, 2 runs on Sunday, the last time we saw him in action at a Valley Strong ballpark, and that was a crucial game for the Vice, for the Rawhide, to capture their first series win against Fresno since they've started playing him in 21. Swing and a miss for Riga, and he'll be set down. It's this Luke Fox's third straight strikeout, and brings up Modifi Marte to the plate. Starting defense for Rancho, Victor Rodriguez behind the plate. The over at first base, Cameron Decker, Oswaldo Osorio at second. Elijah Hainline remains at shortstop, and then it'll be Eduardo Guerrero out in left field. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is ball 1-1-0. Left field is Zaire Hope, Samuel Munoz in center, and then lastly Jose Mesa in right. Kendall George will be the DH for today's ball game. Suffered that lower body injury out at Valley Strong Ballpark, and you would have never guessed that with the way he was able to get out of the batter's box and get that leadoff double for the Quakes in the bottom half of inning number one. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is downstairs for a ball. We count now 2-0. Modifi Marte so far in the year batting .226 with 3 home runs and 35 RBIs. Coming 2-0 pitch on the way from Fox. And Marte will take that one on the outside corner, ball 3-0. We talk about Modifi Marte so far on the year. The guy who was a victim of the development list when Alberto Barriga was called up to Visalia from the Complex League. 3-0 pitch on the way to Marte. He's outside, ball 4. The 4-pitch walk for Marte will put a runner on first base and bring up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. It's Visalia's first base run of the ball game. Brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So talking about Modifi Marte being a victim of the development list, that was on August 23rd. Coming pitch on the way, that was before the Fresno series. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one outside. That was actually during the Inland Empire series, the end of that series that Barriga was activated to Visalia, and Marte was placed on the development list. However, Ryan Walshman would eventually be placed on the injured list, and as a result, it opened up another spot in the Rawhide roster. Modifi Marte would be reinstated from the development list. 1-0, no strikes, and 1-1. And Adrian DeLeon at the plate, having his first at-bat of the ballgame. That walk for Marte ended a streak of 4 straight Rawhide batters being walked. Being retired, she said. 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. The count now 1-1. Adrian DeLeon batting 1 point below 200 on the year. He's batting 199. With 5 home runs and 32 RBIs. 1-1 with 1-1. The upcoming pitch on the way here to DeLeon. He'll swing and foul that one off to the left side. Cal now move to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 1-1. Adrian DeLeon will use his batter timeout here as he'll step out of the batter's box once again. Plenty of fans here in the ballpark fanning themselves down on a warm, warm sun Saturday, September night here at Lonemard Field. One ball, two strikes, one away. Coming pitch home. De Leon will get underneath that one, foul it up to the right side. A run out of room for Cameron Decker as the count remain 1-2. It was up around 7 this morning. By the time I looked at the temperature outside, it was already 80 degrees at 8 a.m. this morning. It's the way it's been over the last couple days. You talk about yesterday, where it was a high of 109, it was already 107 by 11 a.m. One ball, two strikes, one away. Here comes the deal from Fox. And that one is high for ball two, 2-2. Today on the news, hottest recorded summer in history. We definitely felt that in the Central Valley and all throughout the California League. Two balls, two strikes with one away. A coming deal on the way from Luke Fox. Fox's delivery on the way is outside for ball three, 3-2. 109, a high over the last 2 days. Today a little bit cooler, but not by much. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Fox will hold at the belt. He'll get ready for the deal home. As here's the pitch. De Leon will watch that pitch miss outside for ball four. So back-to-back walks after Fox has struck out three straight batters dating back to Yasiel Soler. Now bring Angel Ortiz to the plate. Talk about the hottest ball game this season. It was on the 4th of July on a ball game that was 113 degrees at first pitch. So one out here in the frame. Fox will hold at the belt. So we get ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. That one's outside, ball one, 1-0. Angel Ortiz batting .303 on the year. 8 home runs and 53 RBIs. He's typically been the cleanup guy for this Ride team. However, with Ride clinching a playoff spot yesterday, lots of adjustments made for manager D. Garner, including moving guys down like Angel Ortiz and Dimitri Versantes. Steps on second for one to first base, not in time. A good heads-up play there by Elijah Hainline, who got the force out at second. Fielder's choice will allow a runner on first and third here for the high. You got Anderson Rojas at the plate. The guy is batting .243 on the year in his second year in Visalia. Shot pitch on the way, and that one is outside on the outside corner for strike number one. Draws .243, 5 home runs, and 45 runs batted in on the season. 0-1 with 2A. Upcoming pitch on the way from Luke Fox. Angel Ortiz, not a very big lead over there at first base. And this one's going to drop in the corner for a base hit. One run will come home to score. Angel Ortiz will go from first to third. And it is a stand-up double for Anderson Rojas. And it'll now bring up the 20-year-old Dimitri Grisantes to the plate. Angel Ortiz has done a very good job, and Anderson Rojas have done very good jobs this season driving the ball opposite field. And with that RBI base hit, it'll bring out the pitching coach Sean Coyne on his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, helping in Visalia. You have Dimitri Grisantes stepping up to the plate. Dimitri's been a guy who's been able to find ways to get on base 55 straight games. And to go all the way back to the month of June, where the last time Grisantes did not get on base safely. That was 2 full months of baseball. He played for 31 straight days. Now Sean Coyne will make his way back to the dugout. Two down here, all you need is one out. Dimitri Cousins is definitely not an easy ask to retire. He's batting 338 with six home runs and 38 RBIs on the year. Definitely a two-out pitch on the way here from Luke Fox. And Cousins will take that one below the knees for ball one, 1-0. Cousins, one home run shy of second most home runs on this rise. Team alongside Yancel Luis with seven. 1-0 and two down. And that pitch downstairs for a ball. It's now 2-0. Pretty good crowd here on hand at Lomar Field on this Saturday night. Final night game of the season. This is the ball game. 3,600 fans. Two balls, no strikes, a two-way. The deal on the way, and that one is low for ball three, 3-0. Santos looking to reach base safely, and now his 56th straight game. If he can draw just one more ball right here in this plate appearance. Looking to load the bases for Jefferson Pena, who waits on deck. Three balls, no strikes, two-way. Fox working from the left side of the slab. Here's the deal home, and that one's on the inside corner. Is in there for a strike 3-1. Azalea currently leading the season series against Rancho in a ball game that in a season that they have 66 wins and 63 losses overall. 3-1 pitch, ground on the left side of sneak through the infield. Angel Ortiz will score. Anderson Rojas should score easily as well. And Dimitri Cousins has now reached base safely in 56 straight games. And with now two down, it'll bring up the bat of Kendall George to, or the bat of Jefferson Pena to the plate. Visalia did not have a run scored in the first two frames. And now they've got a couple base hits to work with here in the last two at-bats. Two down, here comes Adil home, and that one's on the inside corner. He's in there for a strike, 0-1 with two down. Pena flew up to center field in his previous at-bat. Well, that was very well struck, but wasn't enough to get out of the yard. One ball, no strikes, a two-way. Pause at the belt here for Fox. He'll look at first base. Here's the deal. Now that one upstairs for ball two, 2-0. Champagne was that close to his third home run of the year just moments ago. He had both of those home runs within a two-week stretch for Visalia. 1-1 pitch, runner in motion, throw down to second base, is offline. It's going to sneak into outfield, and Cousins is going to go over to third base. So now a runner 90 feet away from home from tying it up at four apiece. Cousins, a stolen base, and an E2 called against the catcher Victor Rodriguez. Two balls, one strike with two away. Fox holds the belt. Here's the deal home. Ground ball to the right side. It's going to sneak past the infield. Unable to make the play is Oswaldo Osorio. And Visalia, who gave up four runs in the bottom half of the first inning, have come back and they've struck with four runs in the top half of the second inning. It is a 4-4 ball game. As now it'll be Yacel Soler stepping up to the plate. And manager John Shoemaker is going to like to go to the bullpen. Listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Estamos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief,
that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We remain in the top half of the second inning. A ball game that's closing in on 45 minutes long already, and we have yet to see the Quakes bat for the second time in this ball game. 8 combined runs here in the first inning and a half. Two-out pitch coming up here to Yasiel Soler here in just a moment. Jefferson Pena was able to get on base just a moment ago. Pause at the belt. Pickoff attempt at first base from the new pitcher, Felix Cabrera. This pitch and change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years, making them a pest-free zone. See the ResCom and bye-bye bugs. With two down in the frame, here comes Cabrera's pitch. A check swing by Soler. He'll foul that one off to the right side. And the count now 0-1. All right, looking to string together back-to-back wins and guaranteeing themselves at least a series split going into the series finale tomorrow night. And this one's a throw down to second base, and it is a stolen base for Jefferson Pena. Really, really good jump there by the right center fielder. Not even a close play for Victor Rodriguez, despite getting out of the crouch fairly quickly. One ball, one strike with two away. Soler last time up, he struck out swinging. 1-1 pitch on the way from Cabrera. This one is grounded over the shortstop side. A backhand effort by Hainline. He'll elevate and throw to first base in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. An 8-batter frame for Visalia, and they get their first run of the ball game. 4 hits, 4 runs, 1 error, and 1 runner left on base. We're into the bottom half of the second inning. Visalia 4, Rancho 4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Loves his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Kaweah Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Ground ball to third. Solaire will gather. He'll toss to first base. McLaughlin had to go for an odd-looking stretch to make that play, but he's able to haul it in for out number one. Starting defense for Visalia, Alberto Barriga behind the plate. You know, first base, it is Ben McLaughlin. Dimitri Crisantes will man second base. He'll be joined on the middle infield by Anderson Rojas. Gastel Solaire will man third base for Visalia. Then out in outfield is the left fielder Modifi Marte, Jefferson Pena in center. And then lastly, Angel Ortiz in right field. Adrian De Leon will be the Rawhide DH for today's ballgame. Upcoming pitch on the way here to Kendall George. And that one is outside, ball one, 1-0. Going to pitch on the way here to George, and the count will now move to 1-1 after a swing and a miss. We talk about Modifi Marte playing in left field for the first time this season. It is the second time, really, over the last month that Visalia has elected to go with a non-traditional outfielder in left field. A couple of weeks ago, before Jackson Feldner had been called up to Hillsboro right before the Modesto series, Jackson Feldner played in left field. And the time when they're on, and they were dealing with a little bit of an injury bug out in outfield. Trying to pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-2. Drew Jones had a day off. And they elected, you know what? Well, they were going to go with Jackson Feldner in left field. Kendall George, a swing and a miss. First time in this ballgame that he'll be sat down. But Feldner had not played outfield at the high school or collegiate level. Neither did he in spring training or in the complex league. And they threw him out there. And he made a grab, but nothing too spectacular out there in left field. DJ Marte, you can argue, a little bit of a quicker player than Jackson Feldner was. That pitch is in there for a strike. Oh, and one with 2-A, but Jackson Feldner definitely had a lot of pop in that bat. He led the team with 7. 0-1 pitch on the way here to Zaire Hope. And now that one downstairs for ball one, 1-1. Zaire Hope, 286 so far here on the season. Eric Dominguez looking to sit down the side in order. And a big cut and miss there for Hope. Unable to make contact. And the count is now 1-2, 2-8. Cameron Decker awaits on deck. And if you're Visalia, you would likely like to start inning number 3 with him. And this ball is grounded to the right side. McLaughlin, a diving effort from the seat of his pants. He tries to make the throw in time. Unable to do so. Hope is able to outrun the throw. And it will go down as a hit for the Quakes. It is now 5 on the evening for the Quakes.
Number 27, Cameron Decker.
Then I bring up Cameron Decker to the plate. Last time out, the 3-run home run. You look at the series so far for Cameron Decker. He was one of 2 runs to score, and one of just 2 Quakes hits in the Tuesday night shutout against the Rawhide. A solo home run. It was his 9th of the year, or I should say his 10th of the year. And then Cameron Decker, the 2-run home run to walk it off on Thursday night. Final score 8-6. He walked it off against Rawhide closer Alexis Lobano. The 1-0 deal on the way, and that one is low for ball 2-2-0. Here in today's ball game, a 3-run home run. 2 balls, no strikes with 2-A. A hold at the chest here for Eric Dominguez. And now that one is in there for a strike 2-1. Quakes fans trying to make some noise here on this final night game of the season. Nice crowd on hand, very similar to last night, if not even bigger today. A 2-1 pitch on the way. Cameron Decker will rip that one into left field. backing up is Modifi Marte, and just in front of the wall, he will make the grab. Cameron Decker was that close to his second home run of the night and his 13th of the season. For the first time in this ballgame for the Quakes, they will be sat down without a run. It is 4-4 heading into inning number 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at WestDailyRawhide.com.
Next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm, the number one, .com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number 3. Ben McLaughlin will lead things off here. It'll be Ben McLaughlin, Alberto Barriga, and Modifi Marte. Ben McLaughlin so far on the year batting .214. With two home runs and 17 RBIs. Victor Rodriguez once again lightly shaken up as that pitch is fouled off of his leg. You look at Ben McLaughlin so far in this ball game in the series, should say, 2-4-11. He's batting .182 so far this series. Home plate umpire Blake Bison will buy some time for Rodriguez as he'll make his way out to the mound to grip the new ball to Felix Cabrera. Felix Cabrera comes in 6'3", 170. 22-year-old southpaw at Costanza, Dominican Republic. Fourth year in the L.A. Dodgers organization as McLaughlin tries to go opposite field. And just above the grass, Zaire Hope is able to make the grab. And there's now one down here in the inning as it brings it Alberto Barriga to the plate. Felix Cabrera so far this year, 6-4 with a 5.62 ERA, 41 and two-thirds innings of work with 44 strikeouts and 33 walks. And a pitch on the way from Cabrera, and that one will sail over the catcher Rodriguez's head, and the count will now move to 1-0. Alberto Barriga last time out, he struck out swinging. Barriga will get ready for the deal here in just a moment for Felix Cabrera. Barriga so far this week 0-3. His lone star, now he'll rip this one down the left field line. And that one just missed left of the third base chalk. Lands over in that Quakes bullpen. The Quakes bullpen howls down the left field line. It's kind of tucked away in the little lip where the seating is. Necessarily completely exposed, but it is in the field of play. Going on down the first baseline for Visalium, the same sort of concept with the batting cages being tucked in left of the Quakes bullpen. Upcoming 1-2 pitch on the way. And now that one is high and outside for ball two, two and two. And talk about that batting cage housed on the left side. Visalia and Rancho sharing it throughout the duration of the week. Three balls, two strikes with one down. Here comes the deal home. And Barriga will get a piece of that one. He'll foul it off to the right side. You think about several of the different ballparks in the California League where the bullpen is open in the field of play. Barriga will lift this one into right field. However, lining it up is Jose Meza. He's there for the grab. There's two down in the inning. Inland Empire that way as well with their batting cage housed behind the left field wall. Kind of in a container storage, I kind of describe it as, out in left field. Larger than a container storage, but that's what it looks like when you look out in left center field, fully air-conditioned with TVs on the inside as well. Probably one of the cooler batting cages in the California League there, and Lake Elsinore with their batting cage housed down the right field line. 0-1 pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike and count now 0-2. You talk about other Cal League ballparks with the bullpen in the field of play. We talk about that John Thurman Field in Modesto, same as well. Ground ball to the right side. It's fielded by Osorio. He lost it for a moment. And that little bobble at second base is enough to allow Modifi Marte to reach. And it will go down as an E4. So it'll be the second error of the ball game here for the Quakes. And bring up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent Patrick Salazar is in your corner. Good neighborhood service. Surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. That's 625-2318. Brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate as he takes that one upstairs for ball one, 1-0. One ball, no strikes with a two-way. A glance by Cabrera over at first base, and DeLeon will get a piece of that one. And a foul back to the right side. The count now 1-1. Cabrera originally started the year off in the ACL where he was had no decisions with a 2.79 ERA through six games in the Complex League. Here comes the deal home from Cabrera, and that one is upstairs for a ball. And the count will now move to 2-1. Eight strikeouts and five walks for Cabrera during his time earlier this season in the ACL. Two balls and a strike with two-way. Cabrera looks at first base. He'll get ready for the deal home. And now that one downstairs for ball three, 3-1. Cabrera signed on November 27th of 2019. 3-1 pitch on the way. Get ready for the deal home. And that one is inside for ball four. So Adrian DeLeon will draw the walk and bring him on Angel Ortiz to the plate. Second time in this ball game that DeLeon has drawn a walk. Walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So two down in the frame. Got Angel Ortiz at the plate. Leads the California League with a .302 batting average. That ball hit into left center field. Racing over the left fielder, Zaire Hope, and he's able to make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So Visalia will strand two runners on the base paths, no hits, no runs, one error, two runners left on base. But in the bottom half of inning number three, Rancho 4, Visalia 4. Listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private ball.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. First pitch swing, ground ball to third base. Soler will field and toss to first base in time. And there's one down here in the inning. So Aaron Dominguez sat down the side in order in the bottom half of the second inning, looking to do the same thing here in inning number three. As it brings up the bat of Samuel Munoz to the plate. Left on left matchup here with one down in the frame. Pitch on the way, and that one clips the outside corner. It is in there for a strike, 0-1. Munoz gets ready for the deal, and that one is outside for a ball. And they count now 1-1. Munoz last time out. A single, however, he'd be stranded over on second base. 1-1 pitch on the way for Dominguez, and that one's on the inside corner. In there for a strike, 1-2. Samuel Munoz so far in this series, 0-10. He's been held hitless. 1-2 pitch on the way, and make it now 0-1-12 so far here in the series. As he sat down for the first time in this ballgame, and it brings up Victor Rodriguez to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So Eric Dominguez has checked in the ballgame since the final out of inning number one. And since then, he's had three strikeouts, including one to Kendall George, Eduardo Guerrero, and Samuel Munoz. 1-0 pitch on the way. That one is swung on and missed. And the count now moved to 1-1 with two away. Is his pitch, and once again, that one swung on and missed for Victor Rodriguez, who is 1-4 in the series entering today. One start behind the plate when Carlos Rojas played over at first base. 1-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And Dominguez now three straight batters retired here in the frame. Four straight dating back to inning number two. Side is retired by Visalia and Rancho tied up at four piece. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauia Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number four, where Anderson and Rojas will lead things off. It'll be Anderson and Rojas, Dimitri Crisantes, and Jefferson Pena, 8-9-1, do up here in the frame as that pitch is outside for ball 1-1-0. Good pitcher in the ball game for Rancho. And the right-hander, Roque Gutierrez. Here's pitching, and that one is fouled off to the left side. Gutierrez currently tied for the lead in strikeouts on the scene with 116. That is the fifth most in the California League. Showing a pitch on the way. Here's a deal. Rojas gets underneath that one. Skies it up a mile high on the right side of the infield. And Cameron Decker will be underneath it for the grab. And there's now one down here in the inning. You talk about the numbers for Roque Gutierrez. Pitch and change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say little Rescom and bye-bye bugs. Gutierrez in his fourth year in the LA Dodgers organization. Originally signed by the Dodgers on September 24th of 2019. Looking at a lot of these guys, and you say, well, 2019, they were signed, but they didn't pitch till 2021. The free agent period after season comes to conclusion, Crisantes will send that one into left field. Off the inside part of the bat, Crisantes will fly out into left. And it's now two down in the inning as it brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. They going back to that point, you look at the international signing period during January, usually around January 15th. You look at that September period and usually the late July period as well, around the late 20s of the month, the 29th usually, 28th. Well, a lot of those guys that were signed during that September signing period, you look at the 2020 year. COVID-19 pandemic shortened the Major League Baseball season down to 60 games. As a result, no minor league baseball in the year of 2020. So 2021 was the first year with baseball back. So a lot of these 2019 signing guys made their professional debut in 2021. No different for Roque Gutierrez, who originally started the year in the Dominican Summer League. He played in 8 games out in the DSL before arriving stateside with a 4-game, the 12.46 ERA. Swinging a miss here for Jefferson Pena. They count now 1-2 with 2 down. Gutierrez spent 2021 out of the DSL in Arizona, and then in 2022, he would make his first appearance at the single-A level where he would pitch in 9 games with Rancho Cucamonga. 1-2 with 2 down. Gutierrez holds the belt. Here's the deal home. Pena will ground it over the shortstop, Elijah Hainline. He'll gather and throw to first base in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. 3-up, 3-down, 4 by Sealy in the top half of inning number 4. We're tied up 4 apiece. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at MySealyRawhide.com.
tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving in the bottom half of inning number four. Eric Dominguez remains on the mound for the Rawhide. Getting ready to go into his third full inning of work. He came in for relief for Daniel Nunez, who had his shortest outing of his professional career, only two-thirds of an inning. Did not get through inning number one as he faced the Arizona Diamondbacks pitch limit. 34 pitches in inning number one. Two balls and a strike with no outs. Here's a pitch that's fouled off to the right side. It's a hard hit shot. And the count will now move to 2-2. Oswaldo Osorio, Eduardo Guerrero, Elijah Hainline do appear in the inning. 7-8-9. They've all been held hitless so far in this ball game in their three at-bats. The 2-2 pitch on the way from Osorio, and that one is swung on and missed. And Eric Dominguez continues to be in a groove at the moment. It's his fifth strikeout of the night, and it brings up Eduardo Guerrero to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. With one down in the frame, here comes Dominguez's pitch. And that one is lifted into right field, where Angel Ortiz will have an easy play on that one. There's two down here in the inning as it brings up Elijah Hainline to the plate. Talking about these five strikeouts so far for Eric Dominguez. It is the second most in a ballgame at the single-A level for Dominguez, with the last time out against Rancho at home on August 13th, he struck out six batters through four innings of work. Elijah Hainline will foul that one backwards, and the count will now move to 0-1. Hainline, the former Oregon State Beaver and Washington State Cougar, he spent 2 years at Washington State before transferring over to Oregon State. Dominguez's pitch slips out of his fingers and ends up hitting the backstop. With a count now 1-1 with 2-A. 99 games in over two games with 96 starts during his time at Washington State, his first two collegiate years, where he batted .287 with 99 hits and 74 runs scored. The guy who batted .337 during his sophomore campaign, he drove in 39 runs and tallied 12 runs with two doubles and 12 homers. A pitch swung on and missed for Elijah Hainline, and Eric Dominguez, quick work here in inning number four. He has tied his professional high, six punch-outs on the night, and we head into inning number five. Rancho 4, Visalia 4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
They throw tantrums, but what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance.
If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bauhaus Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bauhaus Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bauhaus Comfort way.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop. Have great customer service and free estimates.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number five. It'll be Ussel Soler, Ben McLaughlin, Alberto Barriga do up here in the inning. 2-3 and 4-4 by Salia. Roque Gutierrez remains on the mound. Fifth most strikeout in the California League. Quickly ahead in the count 0-2 for Soler in his single-A debut, where he struck out and grounded out so far in this ballgame. 0-2 pitch on the way to Soler, and that one fouled directly backwards. Rancho Curlia hitting by Salia, 5 hits to 3 so far in this ball game, 4-4 ball game. No balls, 2 strikes with no outs. Soler will get ready for the pitch. Here's the deal, and he lifts that one up into shallow center field. Soria will back up. It's a long run for the center fielder, Samuel Munoz. And he'll be there for the grab. And Soler has sat down for the third time tonight. As it will now bring up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. Ben McLaughlin, the former Arkansas Razorback, get ready to do battle against Roque Gutierrez. One down here in the inning, first pitch on the way, and that one is fouled off to the left side, 0-1. Ben McLaughlin originally started off his collegiate career at Hutchinson Community College. That was in 2021 and 2022. You talk about that freshman campaign in Hutchinson, 50 games where he slashed 366, 465, and 695. 13 home runs and 58 RBIs during his freshman campaign. And then he followed that up with a .411 batting average in 60 games during his sophomore campaign. He'll rip that one down the line. It's going to go all the way to the corner. McLaughlin will round first base. He'll go over to second. He'll hold up there. And the Razorback, a one-out double. And it's Visalia's first hit since inning number two. And you look on both sides of the scorebook, it is the first hit since the second inning. It's been defensive as of lately after a offensive start where inning number one was over 45 minutes long. The first two innings are over 45 minutes long. And now things have settled in. The defenses have gotten behind their pitchers. And with now one down in the inning, it brings in Alberto Barriga to the plate. Okay, Gutierrez will look over at second. Here's the deal home. And that one is in there for a strike. Count now 0-1. Barriga has struck out. He's also flown out so far here in this ballgame. Ball in. No balls and a strike with one down. Here's the pitch from Gutierrez. And now that one is upstairs for ball one. One and one. We got Modifi Marte awaiting on deck in a ball game where he has walked and reached off of an error. One ball, one strike, one away. Gutierrez will stare down Barriga. They get ready for the deal after the quick glance at second. Barriga will ground it over to third base. It'll be scooped up by Guerrero as tossed to first is in time. And Barriga is sat down for out number two as it brings up Modifi Marte to the plate. Talked about the story for Modifi Marte going between the development list and here to Visalia. We'll talk about Marte's first three seasons at the professional level. 2022 was year number one, a year where he played in 55 games out of the Dominican Summer League. He finished off that year batting 304 with seven long balls. He flipped the calendar 1 year forward. 2023, he spent time in the ACL where he was batting 305 in 52 games. Five home runs during that sophomore year in the Complex League. And then here in 2024 through 60 games, Modifi batting 226 with three home runs on the year. Rye team who hasn't hit tons of long balls this season. They're ranked eighth in the league. That ball is lifted into right field, backing up is Jose Mesa. And about 10 feet in front of the warning track, he'll be there for the grab. And the inning will come to a conclusion. We're into the bottom half of inning number five. One hit, no runs, no errors. And one runner left on base. Visalia 4, Rancho 4. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
He's to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on a legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962. And meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of inning number five, where Kendall George will lead things off. First pitch on the way. And that one is fouled off to the left side of the count now, 0-1. Bottom half of inning number five. We'll go through the scores around the California League with two games left to go. The Rawhides still have a chance for the California League South title. As they're currently one game back of the Lake Elsinore Storm, who have been struggling as of lately against the Inland Empire 66ers over the last two games. 0-2 pitch on the way to Kendall. And watch that one missing the dirt for ball one, one and two. And out at San Manuel Stadium, the 66ers currently have a 2-0 lead against the Lake Elsinore Storm. That is in the top half of inning number six. So a title race potentially on the line tomorrow afternoon. A pitch outside, ball two, two balls and two strikes. You look at yesterday's ball game between the 66ers and the Storm. Inland Empire, a 4-2 win against Lake Elsinore. And now Kendall George has struck out, so now a career high for Eric Dominguez, as it now up to 7 strikeouts. And it now brings up Zaire Hope to the plate. A very good good performance that you're liking to see here from Eric Dominguez. I mean, if things go south next week in any of the 3 playoff games, Eric Dominguez is going to be a guy that's going to get you long innings to get you towards the end of the ballgame. He's done it since he's arrived in Visalia, and he'll do it for you in a playoff game. And the fact that he's been able to retire 7 batters via the punch out, very impressive so far, as now that pitch is downstairs for ball 2-2-0 to Zaire Hope. Going back to the point in between Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore, the 66ers a 4-2 win in yesterday's ballgame, and then a 6-0 shutout on Thursday night. So Inland Empire looking to go 3 straight wins against Lake Elsinore and set up the potential title chance in tomorrow's final game, 131 of the year. 2-1 pitch on the way. A hit to the right side, and finally a base hit for the Rancho Cucamonga Quake, their first base runner since inning number 2. And Zaire Hope was the last one to get on base. 8 straight batters retired comes a conclusion on that ground ball through the right side of the infield. You got Cameron Decker getting ready to step up to the plate. And he was about 10 feet shy of his second straight home run of the ballgame in his previous at-bat on a flyout into left field. Dominguez is 1-out pitch on the way, and that one is high and outside for ball 1-1-0. Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore will take on one another at 5:35 p.m. So the Ride won't know until tomorrow evening whether they will have captured the title or not. 2 balls, no strikes with 1 away. Dominguez will look over at first base and get ready for the deal home. And that pitch misses inside for ball 3-3-0. Cameron Decker, a 3-run home run back in inning number 1. He also flew out to left, as mentioned just a moment ago. Looking to draw his first walk of the ball game, get on base for the second time this evening. 3-0 pitch on the way, ground ball to the left side and foul. So after Dominguez had retired 8 straight batters, he's at risk of walking or allowing the 2 batters to get on base after the leadoff strikeout. 3 balls, 1 strike, 1 down. Dominguez will glance over at first base. Here's the deal home. A check swing, fouled off to the right side. So count all of a sudden will go full. And the count is now 3-2 with 1 away with a runner on first. The payoff pitch on the way, runner in motion, throw down to second base, it is offline. But Cameron Decker will strike out after being ahead in the count 3-0. Looks like they're going to call batter interference against Cameron Decker, so no stolen base, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So once again, Eric Dominguez faces the minimum for his 4th straight frame. We head to the top half of inning number 6, Rancho 4, Visalia 4. That's a ride baseball at visaliaride.com.
Been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number 6 in a 4-4 ball game. Adrian De Leon, Anel Ortiz, and Anderson Rojas do up here in the frame. First pitch on the way, and that one is high for ball one, 1-0. They're wasting a lot of time talking about that potential title race going into tomorrow if the 66ers can find a way to hold on to this win. We'll go through the rest of the scores here in just a moment as De Leon will drop that one into left field for a base hit. So Visalia now back-to-back innings with the base hit. And I'll now bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So we got Angel Ortiz at the plate in the ballgame where he's flown out and reached off the fielder's choice. Looking for his first hit of the night. And Ortiz will ground this one over to first base. A chance to turn two. 1-6-3-6-3 double play. Cameron Decker able to quickly turn the DP. And now two down here in the inning as it brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Decker didn't have to move too far off first base. He was able to make the transition over to second. And as soon as he released the ball out of his hands, he quickly stepped back on first base to make the play. So now two down in the inning. And get ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. And that one's on the outside corner, ball one, 1-0. Marble night here at Lone Mart Field. The Quakes wearing their Marvel-inspired uniforms. The green Quakes letters, the black top with the green cracks in the front of it. Rojas, a check swing here, and the count now 1-1. We got a Spider-Man costume for one of the kids here in front of the press box, but walking around out on the concourse right now. Got Ant-Man, Spider-Man as well. Iron Man made an appearance in tonight's ballgame as well before the ballgame. Iron Man's been seen walking around the ballpark throughout tonight's ballgame. Two balls and a strike with 2-A. Upcoming deal on the way, and Rojas will drill that one into right center field. And that one's back at the wall. It's going to one hop the top of the wall. Rojas will round second base. He'll hold up there. It is a two-out double for Anderson Rojas. And it will now bring up Dimitri Crisantes to the plate. So Crisantes, we're used to seeing him at the two or the three hole. But all of a sudden, you got a really dangerous batter at the nine spot in this ball game. Complete swap of what the order usually is. You usually see Ruben Santana, Jefferson Pena, Anderson Rojas at the bottom of the order. Tonight, they put Jefferson Pena at the one spot, and Crisantes moves down to the bottom to give reps to some of the other guys. That pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 with 2-A. Crisantes has now got on base safely in 56 straight games. No balls and a strike with two down. Here comes the pitch from Gutierrez, and Crisantes a swing and a miss. So he's now behind in the count, 0-2. Crisantes mentioned he prefers to get on base, get that hit to start the ball game. And after that, the nerves can kind of go away and he can play the game that he likes to play. And I thought in the back of his mind, the 0-2 pitch will be bounced away from the catcher, Victor Rodriguez. Rojas around third base. He won't come home. So the wild pitch will now put a Rawhide runner 90 feet away from scoring. I talked to Crisantes earlier this season, and the thing with the on-base streak, it's hard to talk about with the players because you want them to be aware of it and you want to know what their thoughts are. But at the same time, you don't want to jinx it either. So whenever you bring it up to Chrysantis, he says it's an honor and he's proud of the accomplishment. But at the same time, he tries not to think about it. He mentioned at the end of the season, that's when he'll sit down and he'll go through the social media and he'll recognize all the different accomplishments that he recorded in 2024. He's still got two more games to get through, and he's batting .339 on the season. 2-2 pitch on the way. Chrysantis up the middle. It'll be fielded by Hainline. The throw to first base in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Visalius strands a base runner on. They had two hits in the frame, but they're unable to bring across a run. And we move into the bottom half of inning number six. Rawhide 4, Rancho 4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health. More than medicine. Life.
Cahuilla Health.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of inning number six as Rio Britton will be the new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia. This pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Sail to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. The 1-0 pitch on the way, and that one is upstairs for ball two, 2-0. Rio Britton so far this year, 1-4 with a 4.09 ERA, 66 innings of work with 74 strikeouts and 34 walks. The 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed, and the count now 2-1 for Jose Mesa. What an outing for Eric Dominguez tonight. A ball game where he went 4 1/3 innings of work, 2 hits, no earned runs, and 8 punchouts. A swing and a miss, and the count now 2-2. The Rio Britton trying to piggyback off of an amazing performance by Dominguez. The 2-2 deal on the way from Rio Britton. Here's his deal home. And that one is in the dirt for ball three, 3-2. Rio Britton appearing in his 35th game of the season. That leads this Rawhide team in games played. That also ties the most by any Rawhide player, active or inactive, with Carlos Rey, who had 35, and Rio Britton will have strike three on the outside corner. So the Rawhide pitching continues to impress after the outing from Daniel Nunez. A strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. That strikeout from Rio Britton is also Visalia's 10th strikeout of the ballgame, and it's brought to you by Javi's Taco Shack and Cantina. Javi's Taco Shack in Cantina, located in downtown Visalia. One down in the inning. Samuel Munoz would get ready for the deal. That pitch misses just a bit outside, and the count now 1-0. Samuel Munoz 1-for-2 so far in the ballgame with a single and a strikeout. Britton's 1-0 deal on the way, and that one is swung on and missed, and the count now 1-1. Got Victor Rodriguez waiting on deck. Hits have been far and in between since inning number one. Rodriguez will ground this one over to second. Crisantes will make the play, fading away. A toss to first base, but there will be no play as the throw is high. And Guys McLaughlin off the bag. So it'll be the second straight inning with the base hit, and it will bring up Victor Rodriguez to the plate. Minor all singles this season are brought to you by Gus Body Shop, located in downtown Visalia. Give them a visit today at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So with a runner on first, it brings up Victor Rodriguez to the plate in a ball game where he's 0-for-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Britton will look over at first base. Here's the deal home. And that one just below the knees for ball one, 1-0. Denny Lorando will be on the mound for the season finale tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. Denny Lorando, the Rawhide strikeout leader with 102. 1-0 pitch on the way. Rodriguez will get underneath that one. He'll lift it up into left field. Modifi Marte will have an easy read on that one. He'll be there for the grab. There's two down here in the inning as it brings up Oswaldo Osorio to the plate. Last outing for Denny Lorando last Sunday, 4 punch out for the Rawhide right-hander. He's the only Rawhide pitcher this season to record more than 10 strikeouts in a ball game. There has been another Rawhide player to get into double figures in strikeout numbers. It was Casey Anderson 4 outings ago now. A 2-out pitch on the way from Anderson, and that or from Britton, and that one's in there for a strike 0-1. Interesting to see who the Rawhide will start on Tuesday night for the opening game of the 6-game series. 0-1 pitch on the way. That one is swung on and missed, and the count now 0-2. Casey Anderson has been what has seemed almost untouchable since the All-Star break. Denny Lorando is a strikeout leader. No balls, 2 strikes, and 2 down. Here comes Britton's pitch, and that one swung on and missed. So Britton will have the strikeout to end the frame on Oswaldo Osorio, and the inning will come to conclusion. 1 hit, no runs, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. We head to inning number 7 here at Lone Mart Field. Visalia 4, Rancho 4. You'll listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Jefferson Pena, first pitch swinging. He'll send that one into center field. And underneath it is the grab for Samuel Munoz. So one quick out here in the frame for Roque Gutierrez, and it brings up Yasiel Soler to the plate in a ball game where he is 0-4-3. Soler looking for his first single A base hit. He has put the ball in play twice in this ball game, a ground out to short and a fly out into center field. First pitch on the way here from Gutierrez, and that one will miss outside for ball one, 1-0. 1-0 count on the way. Here comes the deal from Gutierrez, and that one is in there for a strike, so the count now 1-1. Now, so Soler, he had the month of July where he was batting .313 through 64 at-bats in the Arizona Complex League. Three home runs as well. Soler will ground it to short. Hainline will field. And it'll toss to first base in time. Two down here in the inning. Elijah Hainline has looked so smooth so far in this series, and that was another example of it. He made it look a lot easier than it was. He took the hop off. He took the ball off the hop and threw over to first base in time. For the second time, Soler has grounded into a 6-3 ground out. And now brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate in a ball game where he is 1-for-3. A two-out pitch on the way here to McLaughlin. And that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Ben doubled back in inning number 5. It's been one of 3 extra base hits in this ball game for Visalia. All 3 have been doubles. 0-1 pitch on the way to McLaughlin. And that one fouled directly backwards, 0-2. Then McLaughlin, Rojas, twice with doubles in this ball game. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Bases empty for Visalia. It's a 4-4 ball game. The last run was scored at inning number 2, where the Rye put up a 4-run crooked number inning. 0-2 pitch on the way. McLaughlin will drive that one into right field, and it'll drop in for a base hit. Jose Mesa gave it a look for a moment, but then ultimately ended up backing off of it. And then now bring up Alberto Barriga to the plate in a ball game where he is 0-for-3. So a pair of hits for McLaughlin, a pair of hits for Rojas. They're the only two Rawhide players with a multi-hit game tonight. So a 2 down. A stare down here. Here's the pitch to Barriga. He'll lift that one up into right center field. Backing up is Jose Mesa. And he'll be there for the grab. And the inning will come to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the bottom half of inning number 7, where Visalia and Rancho are all knotted up at 4 apiece here on this final Saturday of the season. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Valley Strong Credit Union. We know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Take your Toyotas.
Be sure to
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Rancho trying to give the fans one final memory here of the 2024 season. Eduardo Guerrero will lead things off here in the frame. First pitch on the line. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. It'll be Eduardo Guerrero, Elijah Hainline, Kendall George, 8-9-1 do appear in the inning. Rio Britton will sear down the batter, Guerrero, as he gets ready for the deal home. The 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one is high for ball 1-1-1. Guerrero so far in this ball game, he is 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout here in this ball game. Britton's 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one is fouled off to the left side, and the count now 1-2. Still like at the bottom of the order so far in this ball game, 6, 7, 8, and 9. They've all been held hitless in the ball game. You have to go to Samuel Munoz at the 5 spot with the last base hit. And now this ball's hit on a line into Beecher. Crisantes just scoops his glove around and he's able to make the grab. There's one down here in the inning. And bring up Elijah Hainline to the plate in a ball game where he is 0-2. Hainline batting 125 since being drafted out of Oregon State. I mentioned earlier the home run pop that he had during his time with Washington State, but has been unable to produce that with the wood bat level. The one out pitch on the way, and that one is swung on and missed. So the count now 0-1. Elijah Hainline, a guy who had a .537 slugging percentage during the 2024 campaign with the Beavers. A 1 deal on the way from Britton, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-2. We talk about that .537 slugging percentage for Elijah Hainline. You look at his slugging percentage here in 2024, it's at a .495. 0-2 pitch, does he go around? He does. Hainline will be tagged on the back number of his 23. And now Rio Britton has his third strikeout of the ball game. We go back to the top of the order, the former Kendall George. Kendall George, first game back since the injury. It was a play in August that was a little flare shot into left center field. Zaire Hope came charging in, and it was Kendall George that was a little bit later to make the run, and the two of them collided. Hope went down for a moment, but it was Kendall George who stayed down a lot longer. It was about a 5 to 10 minute delay for George in center field. They had to bring out the cart onto the field, where George would be carted off the field and be placed on the injured list two nights later. 0-1 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and the count now 0-2. Kendall now officially returning to the Quakes lineup here on this September 7th, the final two games of the season. He looked really good in his first at bat. He drove a ball through the right side of the infield, and he was flying around first base. 0-2 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home to George. Gets a piece of that one, fouls it off to the left side. That run from Kendall George on that double might have been one of the fastest home plate to second base that I've seen all season long by either a Rawhide player or an opponent. No balls, two strikes with 2A. George will get ready for the deal from Rio Britton. Here's the deal home, and Kendall will ground this one up the middle. It's going to be a difficult play for Rojas. It stops at first base, and it is not in time. And there's that speed once again from Kendall George. Anybody else? Anderson Rojas has the arm to gun him out at first base. Kendall, it's a little bit of a different story. Experts have put Florida scouting report on the 20 to 80 grade scale that Major League Baseball uses. They would rank him an 80 or a 90 if they could. That is how quick Kendall George is, and he shows off the speed right there as it brings up Zaire Hope to the plate. He's in the top 90 percentile during his numbers at Perfect Game. He hit a top 25 60 yard time in all of Perfect Game history. One ball, no strikes with 2A. Britton looks over at first base to see if they decide to put George in motion. A couple boos here from the crowd as they disapprove of the pickoff attempt by Furs, but can't blame Rio Britton trying to avoid Kendall George's first stolen base since August. One ball, two strikes with two down. One ball, no strikes with two down. Here comes the deal home, and that one is in the dirt. A good block by Barriga keeps the ball in front of him. You look at the stolen base leaders, despite the time that Kendall George was out, he still ranks fifth in the Cal League with 36 stolen bases. Caleb Hobson with Fresno leads the league with 44. Two balls, no strikes with two away. Brendan will glance at first once again. Here's the deal home. And Zaire Hope, a swing and a miss, 2-1. You look at this Rancho team so far this season, 128 stolen bases. That's fourth most. Earlier in the year when Kendall was an active part in the roster, in the lineup every single day, it was a Rancho team who was top three in the league in stolen bases. A pitch on the way. That one's low for ball three, 3-1. Visalia has slid into that third spot with 182. Three balls, one strike with two away. Rio Britton will stare down Zaire Hope. A hitter's count here. Here comes the deal home, and Hope will send that one into right field. It sounded like a broken bat as it's off the very edge of the bat and caught by the right fielder Angel Ortiz. And Rio Britton will face four batters here in inning number seven. We head into the eighth. Visalia 4, Rancho 4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
But you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rodifi Marte will lead things off here in the top half of the eighth inning. It's a 4-4 ball game. Okay, Gutierrez's first pitch on the way is high and inside for ball one, 1-0. Rodifi Marte, Adrian DeLeon, Angel Ortiz due up here in the inning. Okay, Gutierrez continues to work for the Quakes. Here's a deal home, and that one is downstairs and in there for a strike, 1-1. Eric Dominguez had quite a bit of relief in innings 1-5, 4 1/3 innings of work. And now Marte, watch that one go in there for a strike, 1-2. Okay, Gutierrez, the third arm used by manager John Shoemaker. He's already gone through 4 innings of work, so he's looking to get through 5 right here. Marte behind in the count, 1-2 with no outs. He's batting 224 on the year. Here comes the deal. Marte gets underneath that one, skies it up to the right side. Cameron Decker will give it a look, but he's going to end up running out of room. Modifi on that last pitch on the strike two call is signaling for the pitcher to lift it up. Roque Gutierrez, kind of a similar kind of move that the Juan Soto does on that Soto shuffle. However, on that occasion, it went in there for a strike. 1-2 pitch on the way, strike three on the outside corner. So Modifi will be sat down looking for the first time in this ball game, and it brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. Like a Gutierrez's ball game so far through 4 1/3 innings of work now at just his first strikeout of the ball game. So you got Adrian DeLeon at the plate in the ball game where he's 1-for-1. The hold at the belt. Here's the deal. DeLeon will lift that one into center field. Backing up is Samuel Munoz. He turned the shoulder before eventually retreating more into a back pedal as he's here for the grab for two down. And it now brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Top half of the eighth, and there's been no separation since inning number two. See who's going to be the first team to crack the code here as we get ready to take a look around the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We'll finish up the California League. Modesto currently a 15-4 lead over the Stockton Port. And then out in Fresno, the Grizzlies have a 5-3 lead over the San Jose Giants. And late breaking out of San Manuel Stadium, Lake Elsinore currently has a 3-2 lead against the 66ers. So if San Jose, or excuse me, if Lake Elsinore is able to get the final five outs of that ball game, the title race will officially come to conclusion here on the second to last day of the season. Two balls, no strikes, and two down. Here's the pitch to Ortiz. And that one is fouled off to the right side. The count now 2-1. Be fun to kind of have some stakes into the last game of the year. But if not, oh well, Rawhide are playing baseball on Tuesday night at Valley Strong. 2-1 pitch on the way. Ortiz will lift that one into left field. Zaire Hope is underneath it, and he'll be there for the grab. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Three up, three down for the Rawhide here in inning number eight. And in the bottom half of the frame, where the Quakes and Rawhide are tied up 4-4. This is Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month. Toyota. Let's go places.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Manager D. Gardner will like to go to the bullpen once again, and this time in the form of Travis Garnett. This pitch change brought to you by ResCon Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCon and bye-bye bugs. Travis Garnett comes in for Rio Britton, the Annapolis, Maryland native. He was drafted in the eighth round of the 2024 MLB draft. 1-1 pitch on the way here to Cameron Decker. And that one is lasered off to the left side and foul. The count now 1-2. Garnett trying to keep this an even ball game heading into inning number nine. Rancho looking to walk it off for the second time in this series. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Cameron Decker is 1-for-3 in the ball game with a three-run home run. as his lone hit on the night. 1-2 pitch on the way, and Decker once again will lift that one foul and to the left. Garnett, an inning and two-thirds so far this season, no decisions and no earned runs. He's walked five batters and struck out two so far on the year. One ball, two strikes with no outs. Here's Garnett's pitch, and that one is outside for a ball. It is now 2-2. It's Decker, Mesa, Munoz here in the frame. Garnett will stare down Cameron Decker. He'll get ready for the pitch. Here's the deal, and that one is outside for ball three, 3-2. Rio Britton with two innings of work, two hits and no earned runs. He struck out three batters in today's ball game. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Garnett holds at the belt. And Rico through the motions once again here. Here's the deal home. That one is way outside. Ball four. Cameron Decker would draw his first walk of the ball game. And now the go-ahead run stands over on first base. All brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. An 8-7 ball game in the terms of hits. Rancho's out hitting the Rawhide by one. Garnett looks at first. Here's the deal home. And that breaking ball will sail over the head of Alberto Barriga, the catcher. So it'll be the first wild pitch of the ball game and advance the Quakes go-ahead run into scoring position. One ball, no strikes, with no outs. Garnett will steer down Jose Mesa, who's 1-for-3 in the ball game as well. Garnett's pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 1-1. Jose Mesa did score a run off of that single in his first at-bat of the ball game. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one will miss inside for a ball. And the count is now 2-1. Two balls, one strike with no outs. Garnett will stare down the batter, Mesa. This would be his 11th pitch since checking into the ball game. Coming 2-1 delivery on the way from Garnett. And that one is outside as well for ball three, 3-1. Rancho has not had multiple runners on base in this ballgame since the first inning when they brought home four runs to score. 3-1 with no outs. Here comes the deal from Garnett. That one's outside. Throw down to second base. Crescent is a very nice pick to prevent that one from rolling into outfield. So now runners on first and second with no outs. That one brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Now here comes pitcher coach Tyler Mark on the way up to the mound. Now is brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Jose Mason draws a walk. Cameron Decker draws a walk. They got Samuel Munoz stepping up to the plate in a ball game where he is 2-for-3. The umpire Blake Bison will make his way out to the mound. He'll break up the conference and will be ready to resume play once again. Samuel Munoz, 49 RBI so far on the year. He's looking to make it 50 right now. RBI number 50 would give the Quakes their second lead of the night. They haven't led since the second when the Rawhide tied it up 4-4. Going to pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Adams Garnett spent his college playing days at William and Mary. His last outing was on August 27th against Fresno. Ball game where he went an inning of work and had one strikeout and two walks. And now a big swing and a miss for Munoz. He's behind in the count, 0-2. No balls, two strikes, no outs. Mitchell looking to take the lead right here as that pitch is low for a ball. 1-2. We've seen some good pitching performances already from this Raleigh team tonight, but Garnett trying to lift his team to inning number 9. 1-2, but no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Garnett. And that ball is lifted into right center field. Giving way is Jefferson Pena, who'll make the grab. Tagging up at second is Decker. He'll advance over to third base. And just like that, runners on the corners. That ball is misplayed by Rojas, but he's able to scoop it back up and make the toss over to home plate. So the fly out to center puts Rancho 90 feet away from taking the lead. And to bring up Victor Rodriguez to the plate in a ballgame where he is 0-3. He said multiple times throughout this ballgame, 6 through 9 have been held hitless so far in this ballgame. So you have Decker at third, Mesa at first. Garnett will hold at the belt and get ready for the upcoming pitch. And that one is high and outside. Alberto Barriga able to quickly get up and make the grab and prevent that one from sailing to the backstop, which likely would have scored in a run. One wild pitch already in the inning here for Garnett. 1-0, no strikes with one away. Here comes the deal home, and that one outside as well for ball 2-2-0. 4-4 ball game here in the bottom half of inning number 8. Rancho looking for their first run since inning number 1. 2-0 with one away. Here's Garnett's pitch. That one is upstairs. Ball 3-3-0. Rancho looking to load the bases for the first time in this ballgame. 3-0 with one down. Garnett looks at first. Here's the deal home. Outside ball 4. He gets away from Barriga, but not far enough. So bases are now loaded off of 3 walks in the inning. And it now brings it Oswaldo Osorio to the plate, who struck out 3 times in this ballgame. Third walk of the inning brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number 1 electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So all of a sudden, Kenny Castillo is going to make his way out to the Rawhide bullpen as Jake Fitzgibbons is starting to warm up in the Rawhide pen. Coming deal on the way. That one is high for ball 1-1-0. Fitzgibbons is warming out there in the Rawhide bullpen, along with what looks to be Shane Telfer as well. 1-0 with one down. Here comes the deal home, and that one is swung on and missed, 1-1. Osorio trying to go for the big one, the 4-run jack, and unable to catch up to it, 1-1. Osorio batting 3 points below 200. 1-1 pitch on the way from Garnett, and that one's at the knees for a strike, 1-2. Osorio has 2 home runs on the year with 30 RBIs. The Rancho fans trying to cheer on one more late inning win here at Lomar Field this season. That pitch is outside for ball 2-2. It's been a defensive ball game through the middle innings. Fans want some offense late in the ball game. 2-0, 2 strikes, 1 away. Here's the deal home, and it's grounded to the right side and foul. Bottom 9 out at San Manuel Stadium. The 66ers down to their final 2 outs, but they do have a runner on first in the 9th inning. Lake Elsinore 1 win away from taking away the potential California League South title away from Rawhide. 2-0, 2 strikes with one down. Garnett looking for a big punch out right here. Here's his deal home. Osorio gets a piece of it, and he fouls it off of Alberto Barriga. So Barriga will limp it off as he'll try to take as much time as possible before getting back behind home plate. Well, Soria struck out swinging twice. He struck out looking once. That was back in inning number one. That was the final out of Daniel Nunez's night. That seemed like almost a day ago that we last saw Daniel Nunez in this ballgame. Two balls, two strikes with one down. Osorio will get ready for the deal here in just a moment. Garnett will hold at the belt. Here comes the deal home. And that one fouled back to the left side once again. Mentioning earlier, who will the Rawhide have as their opening starter on Tuesday night? Casey Anderson would have my vote for the Tuesday night starter, and if not, have him for game two out in Lake Elsinore. Osorio will lift this one into right field. This one could be dangerous. It's dropping, and McLaughlin, unable to make the play, does land in foul territory. So no harm, no foul for the Rawhide defense. Nate Savino had a pretty good outing on a Tuesday night, but he's been a guy that struggled to get past four innings so far this season. Wilkin Paredes looked good as well on Wednesday night. But Paredes is also a guy who has suffered through large hits in bowl games, including the 10-run shutout that Visalia lost against Rancho on July 5th. A 2-2 pitch on the way, gets away from Barriga, and here comes the aggression from Rancho. A run will come home to score. Barriga got the block, but it got far away from him on the wild pitch, and just like that, Rancho has taken their first lead since inning number two. 5-4 Quake here in the eighth. Rancho was aware that Barriga was a little bit shaken up. He went down for a block and he just couldn't get back up once he kept the ball in front of him. It scooted away far enough into no man's land that Cameron Decker decided he wanted to go home. So Rancho 5, Visalia 4, and Travis Garnett gets ready for the 3-2 pitch. Upcoming deal on the way, and that one fouled off to the right side once again. Osvaldo Osorio not going down easily here in this at-bat. 3-2 with one away. Infield plays in for Visalia. A 5-4 game. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, ball four. Garnett has his fourth walk of the inning. And once again, the bases will be loaded. And ramp Eduardo Guerrero to the plate. So you look at Travis Garnett now, since joining Visalia, 9 walks and 2 strikeouts, and manager D. Garner is going to make his way out to the mound. Garnett's ball game is over. When we come back, we'll have the new pitcher in the ball game for the Rawhide. Quick split this ball game 5-4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
And thanks to all the jerseys.
Tough outing tonight for Travis Garnett. Four walks and a run comes home to score. And he leaves a little bit of messy work for Rocco Reed to clean up. It's Pitcher Change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Rocco Reed, three games he's pitched in so far this season for Visalia. He is 0-1 with a 13.50 ERA. First pitch on the way from Reed, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. The final stat line for Garnett, a third of an inning, one earned run, four walks, and no Ks. 0-1 deal on the way from Reed, and that's a breaking ball that's fouled backwards, 0-2. Rocco Reed's last outing was against Rancho in a ball game earlier this week where he went an inning and a third and struck out a batter and walked one as well. Did not allow an earned run in that ball game. No balls, two strikes with one away. An upcoming pitch on the way from Reed, and that one is lifted into right center field. Should be enough to score the runner over at third base. Angel Ortiz is underneath it. It would be a sack fly. And the Quakes now lead this ball game 6-4 in the bottom half of the eighth inning. So the fly out to right will advance the runner over to third, Victor Rodriguez. And it would bring up Elijah Hainline to the plate, who has struggled significantly on the offensive side of the plate since joining the Quakes at the end of July. Two down in the frame. Hainline will get ready for the deal. Upcoming pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. You look at Hainline so far in this series, he is 1-for-10. Going pitch here from Reed. Here's the deal to Hainline, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-2. Hainline assigned to Rancho on July 30th, 2 days before the end of the month, and you look at his August numbers, he was batting 127. No balls, two strikes with two down. Reed's pitch on the way, and that one is in the dirt for ball one, 1-2. Hainline struck out 20 times in the month of August. He's got 26 strikeouts already on the year. 1-2, a two-way. Rocco Reed will steer down Hainline as he get ready for the deal home. Got the runner on third, Victor Rodriguez, Oswaldo Osorio at first. And now Hainline, a swing and a miss. He'll strike out for the third time in this ballgame. And we head to the final inning here at Lone Mart Field. Rancho brings across two runs in the frame. No hits, two runs, no errors, and two runners left on base. Inning number nine we go. Quake 6, Rawhide 4. That's a Rawhide baseball by SaliaRawhide.com.
Fuel efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. We move into the top half of inning number 9. It'll be Anderson Rojas, Demetrio Cresantes, and Jefferson Pena due up in the inning. Anderson Rojas, 2 hits in the ballgame. Demetrio Cresantes, a hit as well. And Jefferson Pena, a single back in inning number 2. So all three have had a hit in this ballgame, and they'll need to contribute right now if they want to get back into the ballgame. They trail 6-4. After Travis Garnett, 4 walks in the frame, 2 runs come home to score, including a sac fly from Oswaldo Osorio. Eduardo Guerrero, should say. So an 0-1 count on the way to Anderson Rojas. Here's the deal from Roque Gutierrez, who's looked very impressive tonight. I mean, you talk about a guy who's top 5 in the Cal League in the term of strikeout. He's also tied for this team in wins. And he's been able to show off very impressive in this ballgame. Gutierrez, 5 innings of work, 4 hits and no earned runs with just 1 punch out in this ballgame. He's let the defense do the work. 2-out pitch on the way to Rojas. And that one is downstairs for ball 1, 1-2. Gutierrez would get set working from the windup. 1-2 pitch on the way. And Rojas will take that one inside for ball 2-2. Crowd sticking around here for the final fireworks show of 2024. Following the conclusion of tonight's ball game. 2 balls, 2 strikes, but no outs. Rojas will hit a hard hit ball to the first base side. Cameron Decker will field it. He'll talk and step on first base for the out. There's one down in the inning as it brings up Demetrio Cresantes to the plate. Final score out in San Manuel Stadium. The 66ers fall short of the Lake Hellstorm Storm. So the Rawhide title chances come to conclusion on this second to last game of the season. Does not matter. The Rawhide are in either way. One out pitch on the way here to Demetrio Cresantes. And that one is inside for ball 1-1-0. If you're confused by the way the Rawhide make the playoffs, the first half winner automatically clinches a spot in the California League postseason. That's both the North and the South. 1-0 pitch on the way inside for ball 2-2-0. And then in the second half title winner ends up clinches the postseason spot. However, if it's the same winner in both the first and the second, it goes to the best second half finishing team. And in the case of Visalia, they had the best second half record, so that's the way that they get into the postseason. If it would have been a tie between Rancho and Visalia, they would have gone to the overall the second half head-to-head, which Visalia also had the lead in over Rancho. So the Rawhide, either way, likely would have gone into the postseason. However, there would have not have been a tie because Visalia played one more game than Rancho due to that extra game that the Rawhide played in April. Santos has struck out on the bottom of the strike zone. So there's now 2 down here in the frame as it brings up Jefferson Pena to the plate. It was that opening week of the season, April 9th. That the Rawhide had their Sunday game rained out, but in an effort to avoid missing 2 games because the weather was terrible that first full weekend of the season. A 2-out pitch on the way to Pena, and that one's in there for a strike 0-1. The Rawhide played a doubleheader that Friday night against San Jose, and then the Saturday game was canceled, so they only missed 1 game this season. They are 1 of 4 teams in the Cal League to decide to play the doubleheader on that Friday. Meanwhile, the rest of the California League, they lost 2 games. So Rancho tomorrow night will play game number 130. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they will play game number 131. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Rancho.
Rancho faithful will get loud here. They like to win the final night game of the season at Lone Mower Field. No balls, two strikes, or two-way. Roque Gutierrez looking to shut the deal right here. Here's the pitch. And Jefferson Pena will foul that one off to the right side. Pena one hit in his ballgame back in inning number two. So far in this ballgame, he's thrown out twice. He has grounded out as well. 0-2, a two-way. Upcoming pitch on the way from Gutierrez. Here's the deal home, and it is upstairs for a ball, and we count now 1-2. 6-4 ball game. Quakes have now hit the rawhide 8-7. 1-2 pitch on the way, and Pena will have to duck out of the way of that one. We count now 2-2. Season finale tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. 150 pregame. Two balls, two strikes, and two down. Here's the deal home. Pena will ground it to the left side. It'll be scooped up by Guerrero. His toss across the diamond in time. And that one will seal the deal. Roque Gutierrez, he came in for six innings of relief, and he's able to hold the Rawhide to their just four runs in inning number two as Rancho takes game five of the six-game series and now lead the final series of the year, 3-2, heading into tomorrow's season finale here at Lone Mower Field. Final score, Rancho, 6 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 4 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. So step aside, when we come back, we'll take a look at the ball game. We'll also take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for the final regular season game of 2024. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Covia Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos. Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. The Quakes will meet at home plate to say thank you to the fans here. A really nice outing here. 4,422 fans. It was the largest crowd of the series, and they were allowed to make the final out of the ball game. Let's go through this ball game from the top. It was Rancho who got on the board first in this ball game. Visalia was sat down in order in the top half of the first inning, and then in the bottom half of inning number one, it would be 8 batters to step up to the plate, including 7 against Daniel Nunez. A leadoff double for Kendall George in his first at bat since the end of August when he suffered an injury against Visalia. And then 2 batters later, Cameron Decker, his 3rd home run of the series, his 12th home run of the year, gave the Quakes a 3-0 ball game. And then 3 batters later, Victor Rodriguez would have an RBI 5-3 ground out, and the Quakes would lead this ballgame 4-0. Daniel Nunez would be checked out of the ballgame after reaching the Arizona Diamondbacks pitch limit. He had 34 pitches in inning number one. Daniel Nunez, his shortest outing of his professional career, 2/3 of work, 4 hits and 4 earned runs, and he put the Rawhide in a difficult position to get back into this ballgame. However, in the top half of the second inning, the Rawhide offense did do their job. They brought up 8 batters to the plate, right. 4 runs on 3 hits, 1 error, and 1 runner left on base. Modifi Marte would be the first Rawhide run to score in the frame. Anderson Rojas would have a double as well. The Rawhide all tied up at the end of 2 innings of work. And it's a ball game that was pretty close throughout the middle frames until you got into inning number 8, including pretty impressive pitching performances from the Rawhide bullpen and the Quakes bullpen. Eric Dominguez came into the ballgame for 4 1/3 innings of work, 2 hits and no earned runs. Eric Dominguez, 8 strikeouts in tonight's ballgame, was the most in his professional career. Rio Brindle looked good as well. He went 2 innings of work with 2 hits and no earned runs. He struck out 3 batters as well. It was a Rawhide team that struck out 13 batters in tonight's ballgame. Meanwhile, on the Rancho side, it was a team that's combined for 7 hits, 4 earned runs, 3 walks, and 5 punchouts, including Roque Gutierrez, who went 6 innings of work and received his 5th win of the season. Moving to the bottom half of inning number 8, it would be 2 runs that would come home to score off of 4 walks from Travis Garnett. That is the most walks in his professional career. Travis Garnett has now walked 9 batters and only 2 strikeouts over his first 4 professional outings. And then the Rawhide down by 2, tried to come back in the 9th inning, but they were sat down in order by Roque Gutierrez. And the Rawhide dropped the final night game of the season. Final score, 6 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 4 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for the season finale tomorrow afternoon. Quake 6, Rawhide 4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
New fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 430-24.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Get ready to wrap things up here on this firework night here at Lone Mart Field. Joey Gonzalez with you here for Rawhide Baseball. Moving around the California League, all games have officially gone final out at John Thurman Field. Modesto all over Stockton tonight. Final score 15-4. The Nuts out hit the Ports 15 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error. Meanwhile, for the Ports, 4 runs, 9 hits, and 3 errors. Meanwhile, out at San Manuel Stadium in Inland Empire, the Lake Elsinore Storm and the potential second-half title hopes for Visalia as they defeat the 66ers, final score 3-2. And then out in Fresno, the Grizzlies a 7-3 win against the San Jose Giants. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization where all games have gone final as well. At the high-A level, the Hillsboro Hops a 2-1 win over the Tri-City Dust Devils. At the double-A level, the Midland Rockhounds a 4-0 win against the Amarillo Todd Poodles. And then lastly, at the AAA level, the Reno Aces a 6-0 shutout against the El Paso Chihuahuas. Lastly, at the Major League level, earlier today, the Arizona Diamondbacks were out at Minute Maid Park, and they suffered an 11-5 loss to the Houston Astros. Talking about tomorrow's bowl game, it'll be the right-hander Denny Lorando on the mound for Visalia so far in 2024. Denny Lorando, 102 strikeouts. He was the first Rawhide pitcher to record 100 strikeouts. He was also the 9th player in the California League to reach the century marker in strikeouts. Meanwhile, on the other side of the bump, it'll be the right-hander Eric Swan. It'll be the second time in this series that the Rawhide will face off against Swan. Earlier this week, 4 innings of work, 1 hit and no earned runs. He struck out 5 batters in a 2-0 shutout win against Visalia on Tuesday night. It'll be a 2 p.m. first pitch tomorrow afternoon with pregame starting at 1:50 p.m. Final score tonight, Rancho 2 runs, or final score tonight is Rancho 6 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. Meanwhile, for Visalia, 4 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Roque Gutierrez received the win. He's now 5-3 with a 5.38 ERA. Travis Garnett receives his first professional loss. He's now 0-1 with a 9.0 ERA. It took us 2 hours and 33 minutes to play tonight's ball game in front of the largest crowd of the series,
4,422 fans here at Loana Mart Field. Season finale, game 131 of 131 comes up tomorrow afternoon. We hope you join us as the Rawhide will get ready for their push for the postseason starting at Tuesday night when they host game one of the divisional series against the Lake Elsinore Storm. So until we talk tomorrow afternoon, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.